Good morning. The Mishnah tells us, Ein mivim bikurim chutz mi shivas haminim. The Mishnah tells us that the only things obligated in bikurim are the shivas haminim. And by the way, when we talk about the shivas haminim, the Torah says, v'lakachta mei reishis, from the reishis of the peros, and not all reishis, not all the first fruits. So there are only fruits that are wheat, barley, Eretz Kita Sora, Geffen, Tehina, Verimon, grapes and olives and pomegranates and figs and dates. Those are the ones that are obligated in Bikurim. And not all of those as well, because the Mishnah says, Lo mi tamarim shebaharim, velo mi peiros shebaamakim. They have to be high quality. So dates from the mountains, which are not of high quality, or fruits from the valleys, which are not of high quality, those things are not obligated in Bikurim. Velo mi zeise shemen sheinom ena mufkar, and that from oil olives that are not considered high quality. Those things don't count. Ein mivim bikurim kodim latzeres. We also don't bring bikurim before Shavuos. Anche Haratzov heviu bikurim kodim latzeres v'lo kiblu mehem. When the people of Haratzovim tried to bring it, they did. The rabbis wouldn't accept it. Mipnei hakasev shebatorah, because of the pasuk in the Torah, v'chaga katzir bikurim asecha asher tizra basada. Because when it came to Shavuos, the first of your produce that you sow in the field, the shtei halechem, the special carbon of the two breads that was the carbon of Shavuos, those have to be brought first. They're the ones that open the door for the Bikurim. So if you try to bring Bikurim beforehand, you are bringing it early. Elu mivim velo korim. So now the Mishnah turns in our second Mishnah of the day and tells us the people who are obligated to bring Bikurim, but they do not recite the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. Hager, for instance, the first one is the Ger. Right? He's maybe, he has an obligation to bring the Bikurim, the Eino Kori, but he doesn't read the Parsha Bikurim. Sheina Yachol Omar, Hashem Nishba, Hashem El Avoseinu, Lase Islanu. His forefathers were not Jewish, so he cannot recite the Pasuk that you promised our forefathers to give to us. The Gerim did not get a peace in the land of Israel. So the Rambam writes that the halacha does not follow the position of this Mishnah. The Rambam is of the opinion that a ger does bring Bikurim and does read the Parsha. Why? He's able to say, Lavoseinu Lase Slanu, because his forefather was Avram Avinu. He was the forefather, Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. He was the one who was given the land for all the Doros, and for all the Gerim. And we learn in the Yerushalmi, first Avram Avinu was told that he was the forefather of Aram. Now he is Avraham. He is the forefather for the whole world. And so that's why when a ger davens, as we'll see in a second in the Mishnah, tells us, maybe the Kori, if his mother is from the Jewish people, he does have the ability to read the Bikurim. When a ger happens to daven, because there also we mention forefathers, so Beino Levein Atzmo Omer, the author of our Mishnah, takes the position and says, when he's davening by himself, he says, Elokei Avos Yisrael, that he recognizes the forefathers of the Jewish people, but when he's in shul, he says, Elokei Avoseichem, he davens to the people in the shul, the God of the father of the people in the shuls. If his mother's from Yisrael, Omer Elokei Avoseinu. So the Rambam points out that it doesn't matter, because Avram Avinu is the forefather of all of the Jewish people, he's the forefather of all of the Gerim, and a Ger joins the Jewish people, our Gerim do say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, without any challenge, which is indeed the way we practice. Okay, we will learn further when we meet again tomorrow morning.